8686.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
When you walk in the Spirit, they can't touch you. Because you are not of this world. You are not. They have no inroads. They have no rights. They have nothing legal. They can't find you. That's why they couldn't touch Jesus, though they hated him, wanted to kill him. They couldn't touch him till the time of the power of darkness, when he knew that it was his time. Before that, they couldn't touch him. If you really take this truth and understand that God is the one that divided light from the dark. God created physical darkness. We'll take a look at this. He didn't create spiritual darkness. That started with Lucifer. He didn't create that. But he created physical darkness to take the place where he was withdrawing himself from. You know, in Isaiah chapter 60, it says, "Arise and shine, for your light is come. And the glory of the Lord is risen upon you." It says, darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. This is the spiritual darkness he's talking about. But our light has come. We are not subjected to the same thing. Come on, get a clue if you don't know. We're not subjected to this. Why should you live in fear? When God says, "I've given you light," and darkness cannot comprehend that light. Darkness, it cannot be light and dark in this same place. If anything, when the light comes on, darkness goes up. Look under your chair. The darkness ran up under the chair. Darkness is over in the corner. Why? Because the light is on. If you walk in the light, darkness can't overtake you. It can't comprehend that light. It cannot. It has nothing to do with that light. These are lessons that this whole Genesis mandate teaches us. In the beginning, this is how it is. And as believers, we must learn not to compromise with evil. And Dr. And to stand with God even when it costs us. Because if you do, the best is coming to you. Amen. Okay, so what happened to cause this corruption? Genesis 1:2. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. In answering this question, we must first understand something about God. 1 John 1:5 says, "This then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all." Come on, raise your expectations. In the God that we serve, there is no darkness. God is not the one tempting you. God is not the one throwing stuff at you, testing you. God cannot be tempted with evil. Neither will he tempt any man with evil. Don't get it twisted. Don't let the devil fool you and make you think that God is trying you. No, God's the one bringing you out. God's the one giving you life. God is the one giving you understanding. God is the one breaking the yokes. It's the devil that is the tempter. God doesn't tempt us with evil. God is not testing you with evil. God is light. In him is no darkness at all. Somebody say, at all. With God, there is no shadow of turning. In other words, with God, there aren't even any shadows. It's all light. He doesn't cast a shadow. It's all light. There's no darkness in eternity because there is no darkness in God. The same is true of his creation. Wherever God is, there is light. But in Genesis 1 verse 2, there is darkness in heaven. So the first thing we must understand is that if there's darkness, then God is not there. What happened to the light? And where did darkness come from? As I've said, darkness is simply the absence of light. It is also the opposite of light. Darkness is unnatural. The natural state, the beginning state, what God is light, not darkness. The scriptures describe darkness as existing in three different forms. The first one, physical darkness, and we'll take a little look at all of these. Spiritual darkness, darkness as a type of judgment. All three of these forms of darkness are in existence and present on day number one. Let's take a look first at physical darkness. Physical darkness was created. As I said earlier, God created physical darkness. Darkness did not exist and cannot exist in eternity because it is created. That's a very strong, if something is created, it cannot exist in eternity. It can only exist in creation. Only thing that can exist in eternity is God. Isaiah 45 verse 7, I form the light and create darkness. I make peace and create evil. I, the Lord, do all these things. Let me distinguish something here in this verse. I form the light and I create evil. Notice he didn't say, I create the light. Light is not created. It's eternal. It's who God is. Now, in situations, God will form the light. Amen. He will bring the light into creation. He will bring the light into things. But light is not created. Light is eternal. But he said, I create darkness. He says, I make peace and I create evil. I, the Lord, do all these things. God did create darkness, physical darkness. When we see darkness upon the face of the deep in verse 2, God created that. God purposed that. Again, darkness means the absence of light. So when corruption came, God withdrew himself. He withdrew himself. Now, nowhere in the scripture does it say that God had to create light. Nowhere. Light is not created. Light is who God is. Light is not created. Now, because of the state of the earth, on day 4, God created sun and the moon and the stars to bring light to the earth because of the corrupt state. And God was going to restore. Okay? So the natural state of things is light because that is what God is. Now the question, why did God have to create physical darkness? And we've looked at it. But first of all, wherever God is, there is light. But if God were to remove himself from a part of his creation, he would need to create something to replace his light. Thus, he created darkness. This may not be the best of examples, but have you ever seen someone that walked with the Lord and then, for whatever reason, they walked away from the Lord? And you see them later on, and it's like the light that they had. You know, and it's not a physical light, but it's a countenance. It's like a spirit that they just look dark. Have you seen that before? I think we've all seen that before, and maybe even some of us have fallen and got up, but you know that your life had become dark. It's like you had been cut off from the light, from the life source, and darkness. Even though you were living physically, your spirit was dead. You were in darkness. Your understanding was darkened. And we've all seen that. But if God removes himself from any part of his creation, there's the need that darkness will replace it. Darkness will always replace where God removes light. Physical darkness was created to replace the light of God as God withdrew himself from a part of his creation. Note, in eternity, there was never an area where God's light did not fill. So there was no darkness. There was no need for it. Thus, God had to create it. Darkness does not come out of eternity. Darkness was created among the things that God created. Today, darkness fills areas where light has been removed. This phenomenon started when God created darkness to fill the area he was removing his light from. The only reason darkness is found in heaven on day one is because God has withdrawn his presence. He has removed himself with his light. There would be no need for darkness if God were still in the heaven. It would have been filled with his light, with no darkness at all. It wasn't God's original intent to create darkness. But we shall see why he did. The question is, since God created darkness to replace his light, where did God go? Remember now, in the beginning, there was one heaven and the earth, and the glory of the Lord filled everything. Angels were created in the beginning. This was ever before man. This was in the beginning. He created heaven and earth. The angels were created, and they were called, I like the word custodian. They were called to custodian the earth. See, science would try to tell you that earth is not the center of the universe. Yes, it is. Earth has God's attention. Not Mars, not Pluto, not these other galaxies and all that. That's science. They don't know. The word tells us. As a matter of fact, when God hung the stars, the billions of stars, he set on the circle of the earth and he hung them out there so that the view from the earth, not from another planet, not from another solar system, but from earth, God hung them, billions upon billions of them, named every one of them. God knows the name of every one of them so that man would have that view of the heavens from the earth. That's how fearfully and wonderfully we are made. That's how much God thinks about us, his creation, man. See, angels are not created in the image and likeness of God. Think about it a moment. Angels fail. But let me just, while I'm thinking about it, I may not get to it again today, but angels fail, and there was no repentance. Think about it. Well, wait a minute. God, that ain't fair. Why couldn't the angels repent? Because the angels made choices. As a matter of fact, on the first day, I hope I get to it, but on the first day when God said, and the evening and the morning were the first day, he's not talking about daytime and nighttime. He's talking about the division of the angels. Some stayed with God. Some chose to follow Lucifer. And he divided the night from the day. See, they had choices. See, the reason we have redemption, we were born into this. I had no choice in this. Adam messed this thing up for us. So we didn't have no choice. We couldn't say, well, no, I ain't hanging with Adam. No, we were born into this. You understand me? Adam ain't my dad. No, I ain't. No, we were born into, so God sent us a redeemer. But angels had choices. And when they made their choices, their destiny was sealed. And a third chose to follow Lucifer in darkness. And so we have it. That's why there's no redemption for them. But two-thirds chose to stay with God. And it was sealed.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you. Thank you.